Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Chris Sims is. She's the British Columbia Director of the Taxpayers Federation, the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Go to taxpayer.ca. And Chris, thank you for coming on. I read your column, The Carbon Tax is Unaffordable, with absolute trepidation. The more I saw the numbers, the more I scrunched up my eyeballs, and you start by saying Canadians can't afford to pay an extra $27 each time they fill up their minivans, but that's what it'll cost soon as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau jacks up his carbon tax. Walk us through some of the increases in costs, please.
Well, thank you so much for having us on. We find quite often that when we talk about, per ton or cents per liter, that the actual costs can get lost, and we think politicians do that on purpose. So, as we said, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has now broken a promise. He went back on his word that he gave several times during the last election, and he is jacking up the carbon tax to $170 per ton by the year 2030. And as you know, 9 years can fly by very fast, so we'll be there before we know it. What that means is, when you break it down, is about 37.5 cents per liter of gasoline just for the carbon tax. Now, your average minivan, like a Dodge minivan, holds 72 liters of fuel. So that works out to $27 extra just in the carbon tax. Now, we need to keep in mind also that there are other taxes involved, the actual cost of the fuel, of course, and the GST is added after all of that. So that's a tax on tax. When you start adding up bills like that, this carbon tax becomes very unaffordable very fast. And for your listeners who are out there in a pickup truck, just your average light-duty, like 1500 series pickup truck, that's going to be $45 extra just in the carbon tax.
Wow, each fill-up. Each fill-up.
Every fill-up. Every single fill-up.
Now, what about when we go inside the home, heating the home?
Great question. So out here in British Columbia, our experience mostly is with natural gas. And to give you an idea, I was speaking with a gentleman from Gibson's, which is where Beachcombers was filmed. So quite windy, but not the deep freezes that you'll get there in Ontario. And he used around $25-$27 worth of natural gas for the month of January last year. His carbon tax on that fuel was $35. It was more than the actual cost of the fuel. And so when you start jacking up the carbon tax federally by the year 2030, the average person will be spending about $130 extra more per month just in that carbon tax to heat their home.
So we add that to the increased cost to fill up your minivan just on the carbon tax, and you're really starting to make a dent in people's budgets. Huge dent.
And people just can't afford it. I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody who has an easy $45 to fill up his pickup truck every single time. I don't. Most people, in fact, if it was 44% of British Columbians, of Canadians, 44% of Canadians say they're within $200 of not being able to pay all their bills. That means they are $200 away every month from insolvency. And here we have a tax on everything, which is what the carbon tax is, going up.
And that'll drag them right into insolvency.
Absolutely.
Just those numbers alone.
Yeah, and just keep in mind also, we're just talking, driving your vehicles and heating your homes. Keep in mind this also applies to things like propane. It applies to things like heating oil for our folks in Atlantic Canada. And with natural gas, farmers use that all the time, not just for their greenhouses, which they rely upon, of course, but for processing and drying their product. I've seen bills from farmers that are tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
I have too.
Now, they will tell us, and they will insist, Chris, that it's revenue neutral, that the rebates you receive will cover off the increased costs in taxes.
They will say that. Two things on that. One, I think it defies common sense that every, reasonable person thinks about that for a half second and thinks, that's impossible. How do you give the government money and have them magically appreciate it and give you more back. If that worked, then we should just make the carbon tax $1 million a ton and we'll all be rich, right? If that thinking actually worked. So they'll do that for a little while. But here in British Columbia, which Trudeau is using us as a template, the carbon tax rebate evaporates once a two-person income working couple, so two people working in a family, reaches $59,000 per year.
Two people combined income of $59,000.
Correct. The average two-people combined income in BC is $84,000. So it does nothing for average working people. It's gone. And they dropped the label revenue neutral here years ago. It frankly wasn't revenue neutral for years before that. They were playing a cute little parlor game with their tax credits that were pre-existing, things like children's fitness tax credit and, you know, school tax credits. It was ridiculous what they were doing with the budget. It just all now flows into general revenue, and they take about $1.5 billion from British Columbians every year.
Do you know what I found really stunning? The Trudeau would make the announcement right in December, when people have been struggling and people are hurting and this pandemic is going on, and Papa Trudeau steps out every day to regale us with his wisdom. Yeah, with his wisdom. And he would do that at this time of year and at this time of during the pandemic. I found that absolutely stunning.
Well, you know, what connection does he have to average people who've had to sit there and make rent? Like, when has he ever had to sit there personally and worry if he's going to be able to pay a bill? Never.
Yeah, never.
He's completely detached from that, from the commons, so to speak.
Independently wealthy.
Yeah, born that way. On Christmas Day, no doubt. Which is fine. We don't begrudge anybody their wealth. But turning around and lying and saying you're not going to increase the carbon tax past $50 a ton, and turning around and doing exactly that, announcing exactly that a few weeks before Christmas, that's pretty bad.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.